Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. Hunters and others with plans to travel the Denali Highway this coming weekend are being advised about overnight closures due to road work. A release from the Alaska Department of Fish and Game says the road will be closed near mile 131, about 4 miles from Cantwell, from 8 p.m. to 8 a.m. September 9th, 10th, and 11th. Fish and Game notes that over 14,000 permits have been issued for various Nelchina caribou hunts accessed from the Denali Highway. The State Department of Transportation says this weekend's 12-hour closures are to facilitate work to improve drainage and help protect the road and bridges from flood damage. Some animals were left to waste in last week's 40-mile caribou hunt along the Stees Highway. An Alaska State Trooper dispatch says 18 animals, 15 cows and 3 bulls, were shot and left, with more reports coming in. It says several hunters help wildlife troopers salvage meat for a donation to charity. Troopers note that the harvest was rapid during the 2-day hunt, adding that while most hunters obeyed regulations, over 50 citations were issued for a range of offenses. Fairbanks schools perform better than a less-than-stellar statewide average on a new standardized test. The Fairbanks North Star Borough School District released results from the first administration of the PEAKS test, which assesses 3rd through 10th graders in English, math, and science relative to statewide standards. Fairbanks students performed marginally above statewide proficiency averages, ranging from the low 30s to high 40s. District Director of Teaching and Learning Melanie Hathaway describes the test as a high-level snapshot.
To look at how our students doing, I mean, that's really sort of that goal. And then even at the district level, how is our district comparing?
Hathaway stresses that while the test can be used to adjust programs, it's just one of many ways to assess individual student performance. She cautioned against any rash moves, given that the test is only in its first year and needs some adjustments, noting that PEAKS tested some high school students on material they hadn't learned yet.
It may or may not be aligned with curriculum, and it doesn't mean that over their high school career our students won't receive all of those, but they may be being tested on standards that many of our ninth graders haven't experienced yet.
Hathaway and other district officials say reworking the PEAKS test to better match what kids are learning may be a challenge at the high school level because not all students take the same courses in the same grade. The state of Alaska and ExxonMobil continue to fight over one of the largest natural gas fields on the North Slope. The Alaska Energy Desk reports that the Alaska Department of Natural Resources has rejected part of the company's plan to expand its Point Thompson field. The field has been in dispute for decades, and after a 7-year legal battle, the state and Exxon settled in 2012, laying out a roadmap for development. ExxonMobil had to build a production facility that's currently producing oil, but according to the settlement, they have to expand it to produce natural gas. They have until the end of 2019 to decide how they're going to expand or turn some leases back over to the state. The state is arguing that ExxonMobil isn't giving it enough information to prove it'll be ready to expand by the deadline. This is a unique situation for the state and the company because the Point Thompson development is being fulfilled according to terms of a legal settlement instead of the state's normal regulations. A spokesperson for ExxonMobil, Aaron Strick, says the company got the state's letter but hasn't had a chance to review it.
What we can say is that we have been and will continue to be in full compliance with the Point Thompson settlement agreement.
The company has until October 13th to respond to the state. I'm Dan Bross.